Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning. Come on now. Come on in. The water is fine. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Glory. Father, we just declare and decree that this word is going forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that this word, Father, it'll be because of the word. Father, you said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Father, you said in the beginning. So Father, you said that at the beginning, when God began to take care and to restore and renew, the kingdom, the universe, Hey, glory, glory. Come on now. When God began, ha glory, Father, when you began to move, Father, you said, in you do we live, move, and have our being. Come on now. We're going somewhere today. This is your day of breakthrough. This is your day of restoration. How glory. Come on now. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Come on now. This is the day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till the church doors open. The Bible says where two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. Oh, glory. The Bible says God inhabits the praise. He inhabits. He gets right in the middle of. He's married to. He's in covenant with your praise. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help me out today. Come on now. Woo, my God. Somebody's going to get it. Ah, glory. Ooh, my God. Ooh, glory. Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we declare and decree, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Come on now. I want you to share the broadcast. I'm sharing the broadcast to my Instagram and my other folks right now. Share the broadcast. Grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the Word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you. None of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against them, their families, their ministries, their finances, their businesses, our glory, their vision, our glory shall prosper. And Father, we're going to be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that the blood of Jesus is against you. We plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. Our glory, this atmosphere. Come on. The atmosphere. Our glory has been, our glory, activated and energized by the anointing, the yoke destroying, burden removing power of God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we'll never be the same. We thank you, Lord, we'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, my God. Listen. We're going somewhere today. Oh, my God. Well, listen, my name is Pastor Michael Bryant. Well, I am Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning shall not be my opinion, God glory, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Are you ready for this? Now, listen, I'm just going to my little chat here. And, okay, today is the 324th. Day of the year, okay? And now we're going to check out and see what is the spiritual and the prophetic biblical reference of today. Amen. Like I said, I like to give my folks clarity and understanding, okay? And let's see how it applies to 5785. This is our season that we're in. Amen. 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. So let's see how this connects with it. Okay. Let's see. Well, the number 19 symbolizes faith, divine order, and judgment leading to blessings. For example, the 19th chapter of Psalms is filled with declaration of God's grace and faithfulness. The Hebrew word for faith, emunah, has a numeric value of 19, signifying that faith is foundational in accessing the blessings and grace of God. Spiritually, the number 19 is a reminder to hold fast to faith, even in transitions. Some of you are going through transition right now. You go, oh, my God. Ah, see, that hit me right there. How glory. God is transitioning me where I'm going to be beginning another master's degree, a master of fine arts, because my goal is to finish my teaching career on the college and university level. Amen. And I need to get a terminal degree or what's considered a doctoral degree or top degree in that area. Amen. Woo. So the number 19 is a reminder to hold. I'm going to put this right here. I'm going to put this in because I want you to see this. The number 19, high glory, is a reminder to hold fast to faith, even in transitions, because grace is being multiplied for breakthrough. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, the sum of the digits of the 3, the 2, and the 4 equal 9, okay? Because it's the 324th day of the year. And the number 9 represents divine completeness and the fruit of the Spirit according to Galatians chapter. Oh, my God, we're going to be going somewhere. The number 3 symbolizes the Trinity or the triune connection of God and divine perfection, while 24 points to the priesthood and worship, signifying that this day carries the potential for divine alignment through worship and communion with God. We are in the 11th month, according to the Gregorian calendar. November is the 11th month. The number 11 often signifies transition, divine alignment, and the breaking of limitations. Your breakthrough, oh my God, this is your month of breaking the limits, breaking the limitations, destroying the ceiling. Oh my God, this month prophetically calls for preparing the ground for supernatural fulfillment and walking into a new level of grace and abundance. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me right now. Woo, my God, my God. The fruit, ha, glory, hitesha. And we're going to hit that today, too. We're going to have to hit that today, too. The fruit, woo, my God, of the Spirit. We're connecting with the fruit, ha, glory. Let me make sure that I put that in here, too. Amen. Oh, my God. Let me see how I can grab that right there. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. The number 19 is a, I'm just typing this to hold fast to faith even in transitions. My God, well, listen, let's pray. Father, I thank you. Let there be more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cord, and none of your word will fall to the ground. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now remember, 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Now, why is this key? Because this is going to be your season of divine grace and completion, okay? You are receiving God's multiplied grace for completing the cycles, and it's for bringing the divine fulfillment to the promises that the Lord has spoken over you, your family, your nations, your businesses, your employment, everything. It's also a time and season of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the eight signifies that a period of struggle or waiting, there is a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life even in seemingly dead situation. The power of your mouth. Our glory, according to Proverbs 18:21, says the death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. And it will also be a prophetic and spiritual time of rest and preparation for greater work. The number seven represents divine rest, which doesn't mean inactivity, but preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this can be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Woo, my God, my God. So this day, the 324th day, also signifies November 19th, falls into alignment as a season of multiplication. Now get this, as it marks a time for renewed faith and preparation to receive the overflow promised in this prophetic year. It also highlights the importance of stepping into active trust in God's promises to unlock the abundance of this season. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it's impossible to please him, because he who comes to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Woo, my God, my God. And it's going to be a time of prophetic multiplication, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9:8 says, and God is able to cause or to bless you abundantly. Oh my God, and we gotta see this in the King James. Where is it? Here we go. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Come on now. Woo, I want you to get this right now. He's causing his grace to be multiplied, abundantly multiplied toward you, so you will always have all sufficiency in all things in every good work. Oh my God, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh my God. Woo. Today, it'll be a season, marks the day. How does this connect? It'll be a season of open heaven. This day prophetically signifies a moment of divine alignment and access to heavenly resources, according to Isaiah 55:10. There we go. Let's go here. Isaiah 55:10. I like that. Isaiah 55:10. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Like I said, it's not going to be my opinion. It's going to be the word, Isaiah 55:10. Look at what it says. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth and makes it to what? Bring forth in bud, that it may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. Come on now. It shall prosper. This word prosper in the Hebrew right here is the sakar of God. It shall advance, prosper, make progress, succeed, be profitable, to make prosperous, to show or experience prosperity. Woo, my God, to make progress, but it means to advance. Oh, my God, my God. It shall advance in the thing whereto I sent it. Do you understand where you are right now? You have to understand that God, woo, this has been a setup. Oh, my God. It'll be a time of renewal and strength. The number 19 is linked to the spiritual renewal, reminding us in Isaiah 40, 31. Let's go here. Isaiah 40, 31. Let's go here. Isaiah. Come on, I'm just reading you the word. Isaiah 40, 31. Come on now. But they, oh man, let me go ahead and put this right here. That was Isaiah 55, and then we're going to Isaiah 40. Here we go. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This word renew, I'm curious about this word renew. It's the kalaf of God, which means to pass through, to go through, to grow up, to go on from, to come on anew, to sprout again. Check it out. To sprout again. Woo! To change. To change for the better, to renew, to show newness. Oh, my God. You better get this. You better get this. Are you getting this? Woo! In 5785, this renewal leads to divine empowerment for fulfilling God's purpose with multiplied grace. Okay, the faith in action. This is still that prophetic theme of what today is. The significance of the day calls believers to act in faith, preparing for the fulfillment of promises tied to the season of grace. John 6:11 shows this principle. Okay, come on now. Let's go here. John 6:11. Like I said, it ain't going to be my opinion. It's going to be the word. John 6. Where are we? John 6:11. Let's go here. John 6:11. Come on. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. John 6:11. What it says, and Jesus took the loaves. Oh, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Wait a minute. Oh, in verse 9, he said, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they to so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was so much grass in the place that the men sat down in the number of 5,000. But if you really do the math, in those times, families had at least a wife and at least 2 children. So if you do the math, and if we say it was 5,000, and if we just say that each family just had 1 child, there was at least 15,000 people there with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had what? Given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise the fish as much as they would. And when they were filled, after everyone was done eating, come on now, woo, as much as they could, when they were filled, he said unto them, his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves and what remained unto them that had eaten. Are you seeing this? multiplied grace and abundance. And we're not talking about a little basket like that. We're talking about those baskets were enough to as tall as a 5-foot man, okay? It says that John 6:11 shows the principles of multiplication in action. Jesus took what was available, the loaves and the fish, blessed it, and it was multiplied abundantly to feed thousands. Are you getting this? Woo! So how to align this day prophetically? This is how we're going to do it today. And we're going to sow seed, pray, and go home. One, activate faith for multiplication. Declare God's promises over your life, your ministry, your business, your relationships. Trust that he will multiply the seeds you have sown in alignment with the theme of 5785. Number two, commit to worship and communion. Spend time in prayer and worship, positioning yourself to hear God's instructions for walking in his abundance. Three, speak life over transition. Recognize that November symbolizes a bridge to the next phase of blessing. Use this day to declare breakthrough over any areas of stagnation or delay. Father, right now, I speak life and I speak multiplication, abundance, and grace over their finances. I speak multiplication, increase, high glory, and abundance over their health. High glory. And I speak multiplication, increase, woo, high glory, over their thinking, over their mental thought processes. And so generously, number four, so generously, whether through acts of kindness, financial giving, sowing today carries a prophetic multiplication aligned with the grace of 5785. Come on now. He says, our glory, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, right now, prosper them. Because you say in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord that as they give today, as they sow seed, high glory, as they sow seed, Father, they're going to be sowing seed into the good ground of this multiplied grace, this transitional time to the next blessing, to the next multiplication, to the next our glory, harvest of abundance. Father, whether they sow to the ministry, through the PayPal, through the Zelle, at Restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God. I declare and decree, oh God, that you are going to multiply it. You are going to multiply it in Jesus' mighty name. Multiply, multiply, increase, add to it. Woo, we caught the thief. Now the thief must return sevenfold and all the substance of his house. Father, if they sow the teruma, which according to your word, Father, you said that when we give unto the priest, I'm the priest of the ministry, our glory, that he may cause, can speak the blessing to rest in our houses. Father, as they sow into my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant, I speak the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and you add no sorrow. I declare and decree multiplication. Transition. Woo, my God. Multiplication. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Renewal and strength. A season of open heavens right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Sow the seed. 5785, 15785, 557, so on. You know what to do. Sow the seed. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. When you sow the seed, you're sowing into the ground. Our glory, into the fertile ground that God has prepared to activate your harvest and multiplication. Listen, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed.